The former Exxon Valdez is headed to the scrap heap. As the 23rd anniversary of the Exxon Valdez oil spill approaches, the tanker that ran aground in Prince William Sound and spilled millions of gallons of oil will be scrapped in Asia. As KCHU's Tony Gorman reports, the oil spill wasn't the Exxon Valdez's last incident, and this isn't the first time the tanker has changed hands.
The vessel, now known as the Oriental Nicety, sailed through some rocky waters during its time, but none were bigger than the disaster that occurred on March 24, 1989, when the then Exxon Valdez struck the Blair Reef, spilling 11 million gallons of oil into the Prince William Sound. Until the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil spill, it was the largest spill in U.S. history. The incident caused over $3 billion in damages and led to the Oil Pollution Act of 1990. The law required owners to phase out single-hull ships. Now the vessel is heading to the scrapyard after a 26-year run. Maryland-based ship cash buyer Global Marketing Systems Incorporated says it was purchased by a Singapore company for $16 million. The deal is still being finalized. This isn't the first time the vessel has changed hands. After the oil spill, it was repaired and renamed the Exxon Mediterranean in 1990. The vessel was transferred to shipping subsidiary River Maritime Incorporated in 1993 as the Sea River Mediterranean. In 2007, it was converted to an ore bulk carrier and sold to Hong Kong Bloom Shipping. Under the name Don Fang Ocean, it was severely damaged after a collision with a Maltese cargo ship in 2010. It is unknown as to when it will make its final voyage to the scrapyard, which is in India. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.